Com. What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can get a hold of our Twitter or our Facebook by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to be.
All right, hot topics so far today. Starbucks, a request of customers. We don't care if your state allows you to carry a weapon concealed. We'd rather you not bring it here. So does that affect your coffee buying decisions? What do you make of that? A lot of Starbucks in the area? Let us know what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lou Holtz, our guest yesterday on the program, stirred up a bit of a hornet's nest, suggesting that NDSU and UND ought to be playing each other, and lawmakers ought to get involved. Your legislature ought to get involved, he said. Do you agree with that?
Amen.
He said, get involved. So tell us what you think on that. 800-228-0550. Also, truckers. A few folks weighing in on the Facebook page are planning a strike. Truckers are going to have a effort to descend on Washington to take on things like the IRS scandal and Obamacare and the lack of answers and transparency on Benghazi, what they call an assault on the Constitution. Are you going to stand with truckers? And truckers, are you aware of this effort? Are you participating in it? Let us know. 800-228-0550. A lot of calls for Jasper Schneider. Anything you want to follow up on that, certainly welcome as well. Randy Quayle will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the opening of the waterfall season. Randy, of course, chief of the Wildlife Division for North Dakota Game and Fish Department. All coming up on What's on Your Mind. Marv in Johnstown, you're next on the program.
Oh, hey. Yeah, good morning, Scott, Steve. As far as two comments here, Starbucks, evidently they're not aware of how dangerous gun-free zones are. But the main reason I called is a lot of these people are calling in and complaining about the government does this, the government does that, and how they're so against it. I was at this Freedom Club meeting on Monday night, and it was very enlightening. And I would suggest that these people that got an axe to grind and like to complain about stuff maybe join the Freedom Club and see what they can do to change the situation. Thank you.
What do you do with your frustration, Marv?
I call you guys. And I try to do something. I try to educate people on what's wrong, what's going against the Constitution and what's right. And lately there's been more going against the Constitution than going with it. Some of these people, you just... it's like beating a dead horse. You just can't get through to them.
Well, I tell you, calling this program is I think a great idea at a minimum. To just let your voice be heard, and not just this program, any program. I mean, just letting but it's a little easier for you, right? And then if you call one member of Congress or a switchboard, is that message getting relayed? Are they hearing it? Here you're getting other people of like mind to go, I agree with them. I'm going to call. And, I mean, the comments we get from elected leaders, I mean, they're hanging on every word. So this is a good barometer for them on where people are at, and letting your voice be heard here is a good start. So appreciate that, Marv, and we'll see if others agree with you. Appreciate the call. Joe in Wilton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How's it? Do you have a Starbucks in Wilton, North Dakota, Joe?
No, Bismarck.
A lot of windmills, but not a Starbucks yet in Wilton, right?
No, sir. My thing is to let somebody in there that smokes pot and everything else, but here we've got gun rights. We're upheld to a higher standard. But these lawbreakers can go in there breaking the law, smoking dope out front. I mean, is it politically correct to point your finger at one and not another?
Well, I would hope they have a position against people using illegal drugs in the Starbucks restaurants, but I haven't seen any letters about it. So, to your point
I'm pointing the finger at somebody that's a law-abiding citizen, and here's somebody out front in Bismarck smoking pot. I mean, that's illegal.
Well, they didn't ban it. Maybe they would ask that you don't smoke pot at Starbucks.
So you're saying that happened, though, to Bismarck Starbucks?
That's why I'm calling, yes.
Because
really?
You saw this?
Yes.
Did you bring it to the attention of the officials at
No, I just went by a Starbucks. If they're, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you, Joe, for the phone call. Let's go to Jamie in Bismarck. What's on your mind today, Jamie?
Hey, I got a few things. First of all, Starbucks, I guess. I don't agree with what they want to do, but, you know, it's their business. So if they don't want guns in there, obviously, from my previous calls, you guys realize I'm a big pro-gun guy, but it's their business.
Well, that's the key, though, Jamie. Jamie, that's the key, and you realize it. It is their right as a business owner, as a business, to make a policy, and it's also your right to not patronize that business because of those policies. But it's perfectly within their rights to do whatever they want to do for their business.
That's right. So my wife better find another place for me to pick her up coffee on the weekend.
And if she doesn't, you'll be sleeping on the couch?
What's that?
And if she doesn't, you'll be sleeping on the couch?
Well, I might. I can sleep with my kitty cats, I guess. But Lou Holt said that government should get involved with that. The government doesn't own them colleges either, so what's any of their business to tell NDSU and UND to play?
But, Jamie, it's government funding. Your tax dollars, my tax dollars, pay for those institutions. That's where the government is involved.
Yeah, I mean,
they're doling out money.
And UND and NDSU are state institutions. I mean, they're state institutions. So,
you know, all right, you guys got me on that one. I got one more thing here, and I'll get off the horn. You know, after the shooting at the Navy Yard, all these liberal media outlets and a bunch of these liberal gun controllers all fired up because they thought the guy used an AR-15 again, but it turns out he didn't. You know, the guy breached a military base or whatever you want to call it with a wooden stock pump shotgun. So now they're coming out and saying, well, it doesn't matter what kind of gun he has. We need more gun control. So all the FUDs out there who are worried and saying that all they want is your assault weapons, they're letting the cat out of the bag right now. Once they get ours, believe me, they're coming for years. So if you guys think you don't got a dog in the fight when it comes to gun control because of your deer rifle, I got news for you. You do.
Or my waterfowl shotgun, or my upland game shotgun, or my deer rifle, or my coyoting rifle.
Thanks, Jamie.
That's
appreciate
right.
the call.
Yep,
and
thanks,
some other comments on the Facebook page on the Starbucks topic. Brad says, I'm not a big fan of boycotts, and I don't frequent Starbucks. However, I won't go where I'm not safe. And gun-free zones are less safe than places where guns are allowed. So go figure. Brad, Michigan, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. You know, this whole gun control thing, it's kind of a strange situation with the Starbucks. Because like you said several times, you know, they have the right to do whatever they want and make whatever rules they want for their business. And I think what we need to remember is that all of these issues, whether it was with Jasper and some of the USDA stuff or whatever, is that these issues are more complicated than, well, they should just allow guns everywhere. You know, it's not quite that simple. You know, there are people that I've seen in Starbucks that I would not want to have a gun in there. You know, but if it were me and I had a concealed carry weapon, or a concealed carry permit, I would be in there with it. You know, it's the same with all, you know, the people that are yelling about the government's doing this, the government's doing that. Well, then don't drive on our roads and don't, you know, use the infrastructure that has been created to provide electricity to your home through government programs and stuff like that. It's just not that simple. And I think some of the people that come in or call in and start ripping on these government officials and start tearing them up need to relax a little bit and recognize that the reason you have electricity in your home, the reason we have roads, the reason you have running water and things like that is because of a lot of the government programs that were created. And I'm not saying they are not wasteful and couldn't be streamlined, but you know, we need to be careful with just tearing these guys up and saying, well, it's just this one thing. If we just cut taxes, everything would be better. If we just quit spending money, everything would be better. It's more complicated than that. And that's why
I would also
guys' show.
Yeah, Brad, I mean, I think you raised some very good points. And, you know, there was a call yesterday for Congressman Kramer, who basically said, all you clowns in Washington are, you know, screwing this up, screwing that up. I'm thinking, the guy hasn't even been there a year, right? I mean, it'll be a year in January. That he's been there. He's come on our program every single week to take calls from people and agree on battles of government waste, of government intrusion like Obamacare. I mean, certainly fighting a lot of that. And, you know, then sort of gets just lumped in with, and same thing with John Hovind. I mean, you know,
yes.
I mean, John Hovind very often comes in and talks about efforts that he's undertaking to prevent the intrusion of government into more and more and more.
And Brad, it's not about not spending money. The government needs to spend some money on infrastructure and some other areas, but wasting money. And you can't say there's not an overabundance of waste when it comes to spending with the federal government or even state governments for that matter. And definitely on the local side.
And that's what I'm saying is we need to remember that nothing is a single issue. There's always mitigating circumstances. There's always external circumstances that affect it. Yeah, we can cut taxes, but if we don't cut spending at the same time, you know.
Brad, appreciate the call. Thanks for your comments today. More coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead, friends.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hedlund with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're going to be talking about the waterfall season opener here later this hour. Randy Crowell of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Did you say quack?
Quack.
Okay.
Quack.
And your questions, comments for him, certainly welcome. Coming up bottom of the hour here.
Hey, how's this here?
Pretty good.
That's my goose call.
In the meantime, whether it's the Starbucks gun ban, through a polite request from the CEO, or whether it's NDSU-UND playing each other again, and who ought to make that happen, if Lou Holtz is right to say the legislature ought to get involved, or anything else on your mind, Still looking for a trucker that's up to speed on this this strike plan for October. If this is a small deal or a big deal or what's going on, let us know. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tyler in Garrison, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tyler?
I think we should get the rivalry going again, but the legislature should stay out of it. I mean, if both schools have a program, whether it be men's football or women's volleyball and basketball, all the way down to, you know, chess and debate, let's get the rivalry going again. They're both great schools, great programs. We need the rivalry.
You know, one of the rivalries I really, really miss is was the basketball side, especially the women's basketball. It seemed like either year, either it was NDSU or UND, always battling, and one of them was always bringing home a national championship to North Dakota. That made me proud. It was a great battle. Win, lose, or draw, even as a Sioux fan, win, lose, or draw, they were just great rivalries. And that's what gets lost. I could care less who really wins or loses in the big picture of things, but having that game played, Tyler, that was the key.
Oh, yeah, PBS had a great thing a couple, last year about the great rivalry in football when they're both Division II for both women's basketball and men's football, and I don't know, I think we should get the rivalry going. But, yeah, it's just like
I'd appreciate the call.
You don't enjoy paying taxes, and legislature should stay out of it.
Thanks for the phone call, Tyler. Let's go to John in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I kind of changed the subject a little bit, and maybe you guys can check this out for me. First, to set this up, correct me if I'm wrong, about a year or two ago, there was a big brouhaha about some dead birds in holding ponds in Williston area. Is that true? You remember that?
Well, there were federal criminal charges against oil companies over a handful of dead birds in oil waste pits allegedly was caused, you know, by these pits. So that was a federal charge. It was thrown out, thankfully, by a wise federal judge who saw it as nothing other than, you know, ridiculous, to tell you the truth.
Just like blaming the windmills for a few birds that wind up getting
They're exempt.
Yeah. There was a gentleman.
So I think that's probably the story you're talking about, John, right?
Yeah, where golden eagles, bald eagles, especially out in California where there's a lot of wind farms and they're getting killed, and Obama has given them a 5-year waiver. You know, if you and I kill the bald eagle, we'd have hell to pay. No, you're already aware of it. I thought that was just really interesting. So,
there's an exemption. There's an exemption for windmills. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, but Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council mentioned that there is an effort underway to encourage oil companies to better mask oil pumps, the jack pumps. And,
and that's coming from our legislature.
And we thought that was absolutely ridiculous. I didn't bring this up yesterday, but, how about windmills? Should we, we could get like these giant sheets to go around the wind farms that would be like, colored to look like the sky or something, right? And is anybody proposing that? Because to your point, John, I mean, they are exempt now. They can slice birds like there's no tomorrow and are exempt from it, yet oil companies get hauled into federal court over, a handful of dead birds that they can't even prove, didn't just pop over for some other reason in the oil put. And by the way, none of the birds were, it was part of the Federal Migratory Act is what they charged them under, but none of them were eagles or...
Realize you talked about that, but I just thought that was just hypocritical. So, okay.
Thanks, John. We actually hadn't talked about the birds, but appreciate you bringing it up. Greg and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Good program.
Thank you. Thanks.
Just have a quick question. I'm flying to the West Coast in November on business, and I'm pricing airline tickets. And why is it I can drive to Minot, save over $100 a ticket instead of flying out of Bismarck? I can drive to Fargo and save almost $150 a ticket instead of flying out of Bismarck. I can drive to Dickinson and save $100 a ticket. What's the story with Bismarck? Why do they need the extra $100?
Well, usually it has to do with whatever the other airlines in the market are charging, right? It's just a free market thing.
Same airline, Delta.
So, Right, but I mean, who is flying in Bismarck against Delta versus who is flying in Fargo against Delta? More competition in Fargo, so the
number of flights,
cheaper.
Where those destinations are, your connecting flights, that all plays into it.
Yeah, I don't know. It just fascinates me that it's so much more money to fly out of Bismarck.
How would you like to be Grand Forks right now? I had an opportunity to talk with Hal Gershman a little bit yesterday where they're losing a carrier in Grand Forks despite the fact that their boardings are way up. You know, how would you like to be in that situation and then watch the prices for lack of competition?
After they got a bunch of federal subsidies, by the way. Yeah. But I've heard that complaint for years about Grand Forks versus Fargo as well, and it usually just has to do with how much there's some secret sauce or formula to how they price those routes based on what their competitors are charging, and obviously the competition's different in Bismarck than it is in those other communities. Be a good question for the Bismarck Airport Authority, though, Greg. We can mark that down as an answer we need to get in the future for you.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I'm certainly going to go to Minot and fly if that's the case. And that's a shame because I don't want to spend another hour and a half or two on the road. But it's going to save me.
Well, that's like the argument too.
The gas.
That's the argument also. People, especially in the Red River Valley, from Grand Forks or from Fargo, that drive down to Minneapolis to catch a cheaper flight as well. So that goes into the competition side of it.
What's the time worth, though? I mean, and the extra hassles and everything. I always factor that in, too. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Greg.
Yep.
Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. Matt, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, this deal with Starbucks, my personal take on it, I won't go to Starbucks. If they're not concerned enough about my safety to let me take my gun in concealed where it's not visible for anyone to see, then I don't need to spend my money with them. And the fact that they come out and they say this after we just had what happened in Washington happen, it's really kind of asinine. Because I would buy it. My motto is I'd rather have a gun in my hand than a cop on the phone. And I think that was pretty much summed up in Washington, at the Navy Yard. You got some whack job going around shooting people, and what's the people's recourse to defend themselves? Get on the phone and call the cops while they sit and watch people get shot. And Starbucks, I'll never do business with Starbucks again. And the deal with the Washington shooting, that brings me to another point. Isn't it kind of, I wouldn't call it ironic, I'd say screwed up, that at any given day in the airports in this country, you can go in and watch them groping 80-year-old grandmothers and people in wheelchairs and babies in strollers, but yet at a high-security, supposed high-security facility such as the Washington Navy Yard.
Yeah, this guy can walk in with that. Amazing story, Matt. Appreciate the call. More coming up, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Not surprised, not everything lasts.
You know who's singing the song?
In my heart so many times.
Michael Bublé.
Good job! You nailed it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Let's keep this going here. It makes me happy. Almost as happy as the waterfall season cranking up here again. We'll shoot some ducks.
Ah, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
The waterfowl upland game. We're getting into my favorite time of the year.
We just haven't met the ducks we want to, you know.
I used to be a huge Minnesota Vikings football fan, and then it kind of got to the point where... I'm a Vikings fan until pheasant season starts, and then when pheasant season's over, I think I'm a fan again.
And I'm looking forward to meeting some ducks I haven't met yet. To go to Michael Bublé's point here. Frank, here's the money line. Crank it up there. Here we go. Just haven't met you yet. We'll leave you if you're flying. Rest those wings. Come to our dinner table. Anyway, we will chat with Randy Crile about the opening of the waterfall season in a moment here, but a couple of calls waiting to weigh in, and we'll get you in, and we'll welcome your calls from Randy, too. Hey, Jay in Newtown, what's on your mind, Jay?
The Starbucks should worry more about the obstruction of traffic that they cause in Minot over the gun control. The way they back up traffic on Burdick Expressway over getting them through the drive-thru is more of a problem than the gun control is. And I'd just like to know what contribution Manan, Hidatsa, Rikara gas plant is going to contribute to the state. I don't know if you guys can ask that to one of the guys who's behind it. You know, it'd be nice to know what it's going to put, you know, into the state's pocket according to, you know, money. Since it's built on a sovereign nation, is it going to contribute to us at all, or is it just going to benefit the reservation?
Well, obviously having a refinery here will have benefits in and of itself, but as far as their... You know, what kind of a deal they have? You know, there's for instance, you know, the state struck a deal with the tribal government to allow a share on drilling on the reservation, and I wonder if the same tax treatment is happening there. It's a good question, and we're due for an update on that, so appreciate that, Jay. We'll add that. One more call before we get to Randy. Harley in Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, let's talk about Starbucks. I am a very strong, very, very strong proponent of people exercising their Second Amendment rights. And I believe that anyone that can legally qualify to obtain a concealed carry permit should do so. By the same token, I am also a very strong proponent of private individuals and businesses being able to exercise their property rights. Now, I've been to Starbucks many times. I may or may not have been carrying concealed at the time, but I was never stopped at the door. I was never frisked. What Starbucks has come out against is all of these people showing up with open carry, and it has freaked certain people out. As far as I'm concerned, Starbucks, as a corporation, has every right to determine what they will and will not allow on their property.
Sure. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate the comment. And by the way, you're not alone. A lot of folks on the Facebook page have said the same thing, even though they disagree with it. Hey, it's private business.
And you can weigh in on our Facebook by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Shoot us an email. You can get to our Facebook, our Twitter. Shoot us an email at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And if you have any questions for our next guest, feel free to give us a call. He's got most of the answers for you. Randy Crowell, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Randy, welcome back to the program.
Appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing well this morning.
Hey, first of all, Randy, are you still looking for a 14-foot boat? I may have found you one, so I'll have to give you a call after the show.
Yeah, like a 14-footer. Yeah, that's something like that for fishing some of the
all right, I think I found you one. Randy,
oh, really?
I think I found you one. Of course, a lot of people excited. We're looking at waterfowl season. What are we looking at this year? What are some of the numbers coming down the pipe? What kind of a waterfowl season can we expect here in North Dakota?
Well, I think our waterfowl season is going to be better than our upland game season in terms of people's expectations. It was a good year for waterfowl. There was a lot of wet conditions early this year during the prime nesting and brooding habitat. And unlike pheasants and sharp-tailed grouse, who suffer when it's cold and wet, waterfowl seem to do just fine. Of course, they come built with down, and it provides insulation, whereas young pheasants and grouse do not. And so there's a real hypothermia problems with those upland game and a species in these wet, cold springs. And so our waterfowl population looks pretty good locally. It looks good continentally. One of the things people need to always remember about waterfowl hunting, ducks or geese, is it's a continental resource that we share with Canada and the rest of the U.S. and Mexico, and those birds move back and forth. And so when you're predicting what a season will look like, you have to incorporate what occurred north of you, and it was a pretty good year in Canada as well. They had some good nesting cover up there, and they also had some good wetland conditions, and from what we're hearing on the Arctic breeding grounds, geese did well also, and so it could be a very good year. Now, the other factor that comes into play is how long a season it really is, because there's been some Halloweens where everything's frozen up tight and you've basically had a 5-week season. But then again, you have other years like last year where we're hunting geese clear in the deer season toward the end of November, even December. And so the weather plays a big role in it for sure.
Questions or comments, welcome for Randy, 800-228-0550. Steve in Bismarck, you're up first here with a question. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. I was just wondering, something about to ask, why is the Missouri River so low?
The Missouri River, the Corps of Engineers typically decreases flows in the Missouri River in the fall to get ready for freeze-up. They don't want to have the river freeze up too high, because if it freezes up too high, then you get the potential for ice jams and back flooding like we had here a few years ago. You remember where the National Guard went out and blew up the ice dam on the river and all that kind of stuff? You don't want the river to freeze in too high, and so every fall they decrease the Missouri River to a fairly low level where the intakes for municipal and industrial water supplies are okay, but not to the point where ice dams become a major issue.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Steve. By the way, waterfall opener this weekend for state residents only, out-of-state residents, September 28th. You sound like you're pretty optimistic on the numbers, looking pretty good. As a survey of the duck nests, is there one particular area, if you have to pick where to go, that might be the best sweet spot in North Dakota?
Well, actually, when you think about North Dakota this year, it was pretty good throughout most of the state in terms of water conditions. The only downside might be that, you know, that area kind of north and west and north and south and west of Jamestown, that area was dry. There was like 8 counties in there that actually qualified for some emergency CRP grazing and things like that because they were dry. Now, that's kind of hard to believe in most of the state. You know, like out west, it's as green as it's ever been. And in the northern part of the state, there was a lot of prevented plant stuff. And even in the that Goodrich Harvey country, there was a lot of wet areas that didn't get planted this year. And so for the most part, most of the traditional waterfowl areas will should be pretty good this year. I talked to a couple landowners lining up permission here just yesterday or last night and asked them about local water conditions, and they said, yeah, waters in the sloughs were high and that sort of thing. And my wife and I like to hunt over water. And in fact, it's our 33rd wedding anniversary tomorrow night, and we're going to camp and then hunt ducks the next morning. So that's what we're going to do for our anniversary.
Oh, there you go. A little candlelight dinner by the campfire. I like that, Randy.
Yeah, exactly. Hopeless romantic, you know. So.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about long-term. You say some of the numbers here going into the season. From all the reports, we're going to have a good season. It just depends on the length of the season. With what's been going on with CRP coming out of production and the lack of CRP moving forward in the future, everybody thinks of the big impact that has on upland game. I think people realize the impact that has on deer and large game to a certain degree. What's the impact on waterfowl? What are we looking at moving forward with the waterfowl population?
It's going to have a huge impact on waterfowl. North and South Dakota and Northwest Montana contributed a major portion of the waterfowl production for many years when we were at the peak of CRP and we had wet conditions and Canada was dry and there wasn't very good nesting conditions there. It's going to have a major impact on continental waterfowl populations, and I'm glad you brought that up. And it's not only the loss of CRP. This rapid conversion of marginal native prairie to crop production because of, you know, the high prices for corn and soybeans and the Roundup Ready stuff that's able to be planted into traditionally what was considered marginal cropland, is going to have a major negative impact on the future of waterfowl hunting in this state and continentally.
All right, questions welcome for our guest Dennis Crowell, Randy Crowell, rather, of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Dennis and Bismarck waiting. John and Bismarck. Let's go to Don and Garrison first up here, though, for Randy Crowell. Go ahead, Don, you're up.
Yeah, Randy, just a curious question. The North Dakota Outdoor last issue mentioned that the muskrat population has crashed, you know, down 84%, I think, something like that. Our, you know, our wetland index is high. What? They didn't go into mentioning the reason for it. I was just wondering if they had a handle on that.
Well, muskrats are a traditional boom and bust population cycle critter, and most of the area in the eastern third, two-thirds of the state actually experienced some drying conditions last year and the year before. And so we were at a high for muskrat trapping and, you know, pelt prices were going $8 to $10 and people really got back into muskrat trapping. That brought them out of the woodwork. But yeah, the dry conditions, in a lot of those places just made that muskrat population crash and the mink population will follow behind it. But that's what happens on the northern plains. They're boom and bust species, and so if we get we've had a wet year this year, and if we get, you know, I almost hate to say it, but if we got good snow cover this winter, which I hope we don't get, I'd rather have a bust in muskrat populations for a few years and let our pheasants and deer rebound. And you know, there's always trade offs, but if it gets real wet again and all the wetlands refill and you get a lot of cattails again in some of those places, then muskrats will bounce back. They've done it up and down and up and down for eons, so it'll happen again.
So it was strictly a wet, you know, just even out here in the central and western, you know, the wetlands are,
they're pretty good.
Above average, yeah. And I thought, but it, so it is just strictly a, that's what it normally always is, but it seemed like we're so wet, I was a little bit curious.
Right, but if you take a look at the wetlands that remain, even in the central part of the state, a lot of them are larger wetlands without a dense cattail ring around them. Muskrats need cattails. And so they need the smaller wetlands, the more shallow wetlands that are better at growing cattails. And so whether a lot of these areas in the central part of the state are high, and they're bigger bodies of water with less actual muskrat habitat.
Thanks for the phone call. Randy, we'll come back. Dennis, John, you're up next to talk with Randy Crowell when we come back on What's in Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Cadillac.com. If you have a question for our guest, Randy Crowell, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, you can give us a call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
I do have one quick question before we get back to the call. Question. Yeah, there's some new rules this year, right, Randy, as far as the waterfall season on limits?
Yes, there's a couple minor changes. One of the big ones, the largest of the minor changes is the possession limit is now, it used to be two times the daily bag limit, but the states worked with the federal government to increase that to three times the daily bag limit, which means if you and Steve go out hunting and you do well for 2 days, but you wanted to stay a third day, you wouldn't have to eat 12 ducks in order to go hunting the next day. You could actually.
I could eat 12 ducks, though, Randy. I've done it.
And more of the birds would be mine than his in that example as well.
No. You shouldn't say that because then that means you must have overbagged, and because everybody shoots their own, right? that's the way it works. So
exactly,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so, that's one of the changes. You can take two canvas backs this year, which is different. Usually it's just one. And the other change is if you're a bluebill hunter, it was decreased from 6 to 3 birds a day.
Got it. All right, back to some calls here. Dennis in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Randy Crowe. Go ahead.
Randy, say, I got a question for you. A friend of mine applied for a second beer gun drawing in 3F1. Now, I understand there's an issue with DHD down there, but he got a notice a couple of days ago that he was successful in that second drawing. I haven't gotten anything. Is it still going to come out, or did they cut it off at a certain point? Or?
Well, did you apply together?
We didn't apply together, but we applied the same day, but not together.
Did he apply online and you apply on paper?
No, we both did it online. We were sitting. He did his, and then I did mine on the same computer. But
you should get a notification. Yeah, I tell you what, if you want to call me afterwards, I can dig that out for you. My number is 328-6330. Just give me a call and give me your name and details, and we'll find out what the deal is. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. You bet.
All right, let's go to John in Bismarck quickly. What is your question for Randy Crowe?
Are we still going to be able to purchase bow licenses?
Yeah, you can still purchase a bow license. Archery licenses are available, but you have to do it online. We're doing it all electronic. That way we can keep track of the number of people that are participating in the archery season, and we can do a better job of tracking how successful they are during the bow season. The way it used to be, all our data was 9 months to a year late because of, by the time we got all the licenses in, the paper licenses in from all the vendors around the state, it was really hard to survey people, and they couldn't remember 9 months ago how many days they hunted and what they shot and that sort of thing. And so, yeah, you'll still be able to purchase them.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you and your wife, and have a blast.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That's a neat story. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Pete and Benedict, you're next for Randy Crowell, North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, you were talking to a gentleman about muskrats there a little bit ago. Say, when you trap them out, I mean, is it legal for these people to destroy the huts that they've taken these animals out of?
No, they're not supposed to destroy the huts. There's the right way and the wrong way to trap muskrats, and the people are destroying huts. They shouldn't be doing that, and we should probably hear about that. So just get a hold of your local warden and say, hey, this guy is just trashing them. And yeah, there's right ways and wrong ways to do it. Otherwise, I mean, people are just not leaving anything for the future, and you can't just wipe them out. So
I agree completely. I mean, I used to trap years and years ago, mid to late 70s.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we never destroyed stuff, and I've seen people out destroying the huts, and I didn't know whether it was legal or not to report these people as destroying the habitat of the muskrat.
You should report them. And, you know, but people do stupid things when there's money on the line, and when muskrats hit $8 to $10, people bring out kind of the your traditional trappers are supplemented by people looking for easy money, and they may not do things the right way. So if you see something like that, give us a call.
Yeah, and I got one more question. Is there, on these firing lines along these refuges, is there any easements where a person is actually legal to hunt there? Because I've run into it where the landowners object to it.
Well, typically, unless it's publicly owned land, those firing lines are privately owned, and you need private landowner permission to be able to hunt there. If I were you, I would make sure that you got permission to be there. Unless it's
a
publicly owned land.
Thank Pete. One more quick call. Dan and Streeter, last call for Randy Crowell.
Hi, is that me?
Quickly, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, go ahead, Dan, quickly.
I was just saying I'm out here blading. I'm seeing all kinds of ducks up in the sloughs are starting to fill up. And, you know, so is the migration really hasn't started, though? I've been seeing them, but it just seems like there's a lot more out here as I'm blading.
Yeah, no, there's
thanks, Dan. Randy, where are we at in the migration?
The migration hasn't started. The question for Dan was, is he seeing any pheasants? Sometimes those guys that run the county blades are some of our best anecdotal information sources about pheasants. And so we'd be real curious to see if he's seeing any pheasants. But no, the migration has not started. You're just seeing birds that are now, you know, be able to fly, and they're just kind of starting to concentrate and kind of pull together. Some teal may move out with this big northwest wind we're getting today, but for the most part, waterfowl will be around for a while as long as the weather conditions are right.
Randy, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you taking the calls today and chatting with the audience, and look forward to doing this again. And we'll hope for a great anniversary for you and your wife, and a great weekend for waterfowl hunters all throughout North Dakota.
Well, let's stay in touch during the fall. There'll be a lot of things to talk about, so just give a call.
All right, and we'll look forward to
having you.
Thank
you, Randy.
Appreciate all those calls. Lots of fun, and we'll see you on a Friday Normal or Nuts edition.
I'm going to be up in Washburn.
Exactly.
Lewis and Clark.
God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. You're going to be doing a little...
Lewis and Clarking.
Exactly. Tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
New facilities.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.